You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Moving on to the men's, which takes place on Sunday. It's Novak Djokovic against Roger Federer, a repeat of last year's final. Djokovic won that one, of course, in five sets. Djokovic, slight favourite here, 4-5. Roger Federer is 11-10. Seven times winning Roger Federer. You've got Novak Djokovic, who's been in the Wimbledon final for four times in the last 5 years. It's got to be a cracker, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, obviously, probably was the match of the year last year, wasn't it, in the Wimbledon final? I mean, I'm fortunate enough to watch a lot of tennis over the year and travel the world, and I think that was probably the best match I saw last year, certainly one of them. Federer coming within, you know, a couple of points, just a whisker, really, of being able to beat Djokovic. And, you know, it's funny, isn't it? Because a year ago, probably a lot of people were saying, well, this is Federer's last chance to win a major. This will be his last chance here, 2014. And here we are, 2015. Fresh off a performance that is probably as good as it's ever been. And I think that was probably, and I think Murray obviously said it to an extent yesterday, that's the best he feels Federer's ever played against him. So there's so many ways you can look at this match. I must say, at first glance, it's probably easy to have a slight overreaction to the win yesterday, but at first glance, the 11-10 on Federer seems very appealing to me. That seems like a decent price for a guy who served as well as he did yesterday. I'll take you through a couple of the head-to-heads, a couple of interesting facts in this one. Just looking actually back at their matchups in the previous couple of the years, Federer, the four previous matches that Federer has won against Djokovic, the last time came in February in Dubai on very quick courts there. He beat him comfortably. Shanghai Masters, Federer beat him in October on quick courts. On both occasions, didn't lose serve. And in fact, the last four times that Federer has beaten Djokovic, he's only lost serve once. So I think to make the argument in terms of to translate what I'm talking about is, if Federer serves in this match as he did yesterday against Djokovic tomorrow, I think Federer wins this match. I really do. I think if he can keep Djokovic at bay off the return like he did to Murray yesterday, then I think Federer wins this match tomorrow. I really do. I think there is a real chance. Djokovic, on the other hand, obviously one of the most aggressive returners in the game. He will make it very difficult. Gasquet said the same yesterday. You know, Gasquet doesn't serve like Federer. There's a big difference. And I think from Djokovic's perspective, he will probably try and squeeze the space a bit more than Murray did. I think he won't let Federer be quite as dominant from the back of the court, or if he can avoid it. Obviously, it's not easier said than done, and perhaps Murray made just a few too many first errors off the forehand side yesterday when he had the chance to step it up. I expect Djokovic to perhaps just be that fraction more aggressive on Federer on Sunday when he can. But I still think if Federer serves well on Sunday, if he can keep that percentage up around the 65%, 70% of first serving mark, it's going to rain as well. It's a factor. Going to be playing indoors, which I think will help Federer. I think it will help him with the roof over his head. It will take the conditions out of play. It'll allow him to play an attacking brand of tennis. Then I think Federer wins this match. And I think the 11-10 on Federer, having played so well yesterday and seeing how he was playing, I think is extremely, extremely appealing. And Djokovic, obviously, having come into the French Open on the verge of completing his set of majors, it's going to be a fascinating battle, and Djokovic has done nothing wrong at this tournament, don't get me wrong, but I don't quite think he's been at the peak of his powers so far, Djokovic. I'm not quite sure I've seen him play as well this tournament as we have in perhaps at times for the rest of the year, and I think that's just why I've got to shade Federer given the odds at 11-10. I think it really feels as though this could be his year.
Yeah, it's interesting what you're saying there as well, because Djokovic, for me, hasn't quite, like you said, hasn't quite hit the heights. I mean, the game against Kevin Anderson kind of sums that up, the way that he dropped the first two sets. He hasn't quite been as imperious as he usually is. And you mentioned Federer's serving there. He's serving remarkably well. He's only dropped serve once in the whole tournament. So it all kind of leans towards Federer in that respect.
Yeah, and that was against Gilles Simon, and it was a kind of fairly lazy game, really. And you take it back further, he's only dropped serve twice in two tournaments, because in Halle, I was in Halle a few weeks ago, and he lost serve once, and that was against Kohlschreiber in the first round. So in the course of, what is that, ten matches, he's on grass, he's only lost serve once. So I think he's really Federer's really playing on an upward curve right now, and that's why I think, you know, one thing I think, you know, just giving Djokovic a bit of credit, and this is something Federer again said yesterday, how match tough Djokovic can be. You know, he doesn't give anything away, Djokovic, and he always shows up, as Federer said yesterday. He's exceptionally tough to beat. But it's Federer's going to have to take the racket out of his hands. He's going to have to try and dominate him as he did yesterday to Murray. We saw some strokes that were just simply jaw-dropping yesterday against Murray, and he's going to need to do it again. The good news, I think, from Federer's perspective, it was a fairly quick match yesterday. Again, off court in a couple of hours. He hasn't really kind of, you know, over in terms of the amount of time he spends on court, he hasn't worn himself out so far, so I think he'll be fresh. And as I say, I think if it does rain and the roof is in play, which I think it could be, I think there's quite a few things pointing towards Federer here, and that 11-10 perhaps is a good price.
Yeah, how important is it if it rains? Because it's kind of widely acknowledged that if the roof is closed, it would suit Federer more than Djokovic. Do you buy into that yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously becomes a bit more humid, so therefore, in a funny kind of way, it becomes a touch slower in a way, because it's there's more water slightly in the air, so the balls become a little bit harder to travel through the air. But I think in saying that, you then take out the wind and those sorts of things, which helps a more aggressive player, because the conditions are perfect for Federer, who can trust himself a bit more. And, you know, Federer's been hitting so many shots. Well, not just the serve, the back end has looked brilliant this week, especially yesterday against Murray. He hit his back end superbly. And again, the slightly head, the bigger racket head that he employed a year or so ago has helped that, I think. You know, it's going to be a similar story. It's a very similar matchup to the one we saw yesterday. And Federer obviously playing tennis probably to the level we saw from him a few years ago. If you think he can keep that up, I think he'll win this match. Simple as that. I don't think Djokovic will be able to cope with him that. And we've seen it before. On slightly quicker courts, Federer has been able to get under the skin of Djokovic. And I think if he can do it again tomorrow, he'll win this match.
Okay, we're dealing in fine margins here as well. If you look at the head-to-heads between the two, since the Wimbledon final last year, Djokovic has won 3 of the 5 meetings. But overall, Federer has won 20 and Djokovic has won 19. So there's very little between them. Do you think it'll go the distance this final?
I think it will probably certainly have at least 4 in it. But I think if Federer wins, I think it'll be quite similar to the win against Murray. I think it'll be swift. I think he'll be able to take his chances, capitalize on opportunities, create pressure, build pressure on the server. So I think it'll be... I would go Federer in 4 on Sunday.
Okay, Federer in 4 is 4-1. You can also back match result and both players to win a set. Roger Federer in that market is 6-4, which looks quite appealing. But overall, you think Federer is going to come out on top?
Yeah, I think that is appealing. 6-4 on both players, and Federer is very appealing. And I think Federer will get this done. And I think we could well have a bit of history, because it could have the two oldest Open era champions ever in terms of majors. And I think that's very likely.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.